This is a review, So, so far we explained Shitas Rabbi. The question is how do you... Oso is telling you it's one entity, which is two mutually dependent parts, and you can't break them up. So he said, what kind of one entity? I mean, two separate things, Tcheles and Lavan. But we said, no. We said that there's a problem, that really Tcheles is really the essence, the goal. The Torah is interested in Tcheles. Like, and we said, it's in line with the philosophical, like of the Medrash, like it says it's Dom Eliyam, Lekisi HaKavod, and, you know, reminds you of Risamos, you know, whatever. But he says that the thing is like this, is how did the Torah set up that the Tcheles becomes Mitzarif to a Beged? Okay, because a beged is just a piece of material, a white piece of material, and a tcheles is a blue woolen thread. So how does it halachically become a part of the beged? And we said that's important in tzitzis. Tzitzis is not just an external addition, but it's a very part of the beged. So how does it do it? What the Torah did is it set up an intermediary, so to speak, a hakanaf minkanaf. The lavan is the tzitzis hakanaf, the strings of the corner. Which means that the lavan extends the corner of the baguette, and it's a proper extension because it's the same material, same color as the baguette. Right, that's machlokas, but the same. Basically, it's min kanaf. So therefore, it's the same as the baguette, but that it's strings. So it's the tzitzis hakanaf. That's its identity. Its identity is the strings of the corner. So it's an extension of the baguette, and then on top of that, now that the baguette is extended. String-wise, now it has a string component of it. So now the tcheles, which is a string, will wrap around the tzitzis hakanaf and thereby become mitzurav to the beged. Okay? So therefore, that being the case, you can't do without the lavan, because without the lavan, the tcheles is lacking its method of tzirav to the beged. The Torah says, how is tcheles mitzurav to the beged? Through the lavan. That's why the Rambam says, even if you don't have lavan, the case where there's no lavan, can't be you just put tcheles straight on the baguette because it won't be mitzarif to the baguette. So it has to be that you have the lavan which is mitzarif to the baguette, and then afterwards the lavan falls out. Somehow that works, right? Fine. But so you can't do without the lavan again because there's no tzarif to the baguette. You can't do that tcheles because then you're lacking the whole essence of the mitzvah. So that's what Rishon also means. It's one unified entity with two parts, the lavan and the tcheles, and without either one, you're lacking the mitzvah. And that's the way Rebbe learns. Okay? But the Chachamim learn differently, and that's what we're up to. Chachamim learn. Risham Oso tells you, no. Oso means either one of them. You could have Lavan or Tcheles alone, and that's okay. So there's three choices. You could either do both, or Lavan, or Tcheles. So the question is, what kind of a mitzvah is it like where you have choices? I mean, how do you have a mitzvah like that? I mean, it's a b'shalei musa form, a shalo b'shalei musa form. I mean, what the mitzvah should be. The Torah has a way to do a mitzvah, and that's it. And especially with this argument. I mean, with this whole argument, it seems even more problematic. I mean, do the Rabbanan deny this whole idea? Are they somehow, you know, it sounds like they are, but what's the deal? But even without this idea, I mean, that type of a halacha sounds like a funny halacha. The oraisa, which lends itself to different levels and choices, is not an ordinary kind of a thing. Okay, so that's demands explanation. Okay, so I was thinking like this. Is that, see, with the Torah, when the Torah mitzvah, when the Torah is facing mitzvah, it, you have to kind of look at what the Torah is coming in to fix, so to speak. You know, mitzvah is coming in to fix a problem. Okay? The problem is what I'll call like a beged shel chol. Okay? An ordinary beged. Okay? The Torah person, there's an ordinary beged, a person, like that's what we said, there's a person who's a Jew's beged, is a beged shel tzitzis, and you have a normal beged, is just a normal beged, a beged shel chol. And there's a certain, the beged shel chol, okay, what I mean by beged shel chol, you understand what I mean by beged shel chol. Beged shel chol has like a certain attitude and relationship a person has to his begadim. Okay? And the Torah didn't want a person to have just ordinary begadim, because the begadim he relates to as a source of security and the physical and all, you know, all that stuff. So what the Torah wanted to do is to take your beged, and that which protects you, gives you the whatever the beged gives you, is a different kind of an entity. It's not just an ordinary beged, but it's a beged shel mitzvah. Right? That's the idea. Okay, that's the, you know. So in tzitzis, what it's doing is, you could, so to speak, look at it as it's a two-step process. In other words, in one hand, it's taking your beged shalchol and removing it from a beged, removing its definition as just a ordinary beged, and then it's giving it the quality of beged shal mitzvah. I mean, of course, they're inseparable, because that's how it removes it from beged shalchol, is by making a beged shal mitzvah, right? I mean, there's no, can't look at them separately, but conceptually, those are two things. Okay. Now, fine. And the thing is like this, is that when the Torah is doing that, is removing it from a beged shalchol, and thereby giving it this character, how does it do it? By giving it a characteristic of mitzvah. Now, what the Torah did is, how did it define it as a beged shal mitzvah? Through this lavan tcheles combo. Okay? Through, really, like we were saying, like it wanted to have tcheles. The beged should reflect tcheles, which reflects Shemayim. Okay? It reflects Hashem. And the way it did it, halachically, in the perfect way, it set it up, is that you had the lavan, which is the min kanaf, and the psil tcheles, and thereby you have the ultimate beged shal mitzvah. Okay, the ultimate halachic entity, which has tcheles, reflects this kisei hakavod, but it's done through the halachic system in terms of tziruf and the whole deal. That's the combo deal. Okay, and that's the way the Torah. That's the ultimate setup of this beged shal mitzvah. Okay, but now the thing is like this, is that
the ultimate setup is having two
tcheles. Now the thing is like this, is let's say I don't have tcheles or lavan. Okay, I'm lacking one of them. So now you say that the beged shal mitzvah which the Torah set up cannot be accomplished. Okay, because this beged has a specific description, which is the tchela min kanaf, and then the psal and the tchelas. Ah. But a re'isem oso is teaching that since this mitzvah, besides for having like a positive kiyam of a certain kind of a beged, but it's like a hafka'ah of a shame beged shalchol. Okay? So what it's saying is, even if you could take one of the components of the mitzvah, okay, one of the components of this great beged shel mitzvah, you know, that will function to be a hafka of the beged shel chol. You know, I mean, even though it's not really the mitzvah kitzuraso kehilchasa exactly as the Torah wanted it, but that would be the only thing there was if all it were a positive thing. But since it's a removal, that what's essential in mitzvah sittis is that you're removing the normal relationship to the beged. So to speak, it's not so important, so to speak. If you do it exactly right, even if you have one of the elements which the Torah recognized, that will suffice to remove the shame beged shalchol from the thing and define it as beged shal mitzvah. That's what Oso is telling you, that it lends itself to an imperfect form. Because even though it's not perfect, see, normally if it's a positive, that's it. There's nothing else there. But here, even though it's not perfect, it's not it, but it's enough to be a removal of the beged shachol and thereby define it as a beged shal mitzvah. You know what I mean? So it lends itself to this because it's the nature of the mitzvah is a removal besides for it being a positive. So therefore, there are two entities. There's the lavan and the tcheles. Now it's true, the lavan was supposed to be a mitzarif of the tcheles, right? And therefore, without tcheles, you say, well, what is it? It's nothing. Yeah, that's true. And so far as this, the way the Torah set up the beged shel mitzvah is the way the Torah. See, the Torah is for instance, like, let me just say it like this: is the Torah was trying to remove the beged shel chol. That's really what Torah wants to do. But Torah doesn't just remove things. It's not the way the Torah. The perfection of the Torah is in removing it. It does it in the ultimate, most perfect manner. So the ultimate, most perfect manner of removing a beged shel chol is to give it mitzvah in the greatest sense, which reflects the tcheles and yet reflects the whole perfection of the halachic system and the mitzarif and all that. So that's why the Torah, the way it didn't just say do any random thing and remove it from beged shel chol. It set up the most perfect system, which is both tcheles and lavan. But it's that's true. And in fact, Rabbi says that's all there is. But Chum say is that no. But the Torah in Re'isim also is telling you that once the Torah in setting up this perfect beged shel mitzvah what it did is it recognized Lavan. True, because of a mitzaref, and that's why it did it, but it recognized Lavan and it recognized Delas. So if you only have Lavan, so it's true, it, Lavan now isn't functioning as a mitzaref, and the Torah only recognized it for the reason of mitzaref. That's true insofar as that ultimate Begat Shel Mitzvah and the whole, the perfect structure, that's its role. But what Arisa Moshe was teaching you, that you could, so to speak, take out the elements from their piece in the puzzle, and you could have only one of the elements, and that will still function to define it for a Begat Shel Tzedus, to remove it from being a Begat Shel Chol, and it will still be a Kima Mitzvah, and then even that alone creates Kima Mitzvah. Okay, so even though, either way, with that Lavan or Tres, we'll get to in a second whether the Rashi and Tosos, because Rashi Rambam, you know, the question of whether you could put the Tres, you know, does it have to wrap around still or not, but. No, but I'd say like this, is that in Tcheles, so let's say we say Lavan Emakos Tcheles. So it means, let's take the Rambam. So the Rambam's saying, again, the Torah set up that you have the Hakanaf Min Kanaf, right? The Lavan. And then the Tcheles is Mitzarev through that, on top of that. So now, of course, in that perfect structure, the way it's set it up is you have Lavan and Tcheles. Now, if the Lavan falls out, I mean, even if you wanted to tell me that the Tcheles already got its Tziruv to the bag, but that's not... But the mitzvah is that you have them both. The mitzvah isn't just that Lavan is in order to produce the tziruf and then you can forget about it. No, the mitzvah says is that v'asulam tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem dorosam, that you have to put the Lavan. Then v'nasun al tzitzis al kanfei b'sil tcheles. It doesn't say then you could take away the Lavan. Lavan has an existence in its own right. So therefore, if you take out the Lavan, you're missing. Even if you say that the tcheles is still mitzuruf to the beged as it should have been. You know, but you don't have the entity which the Torah set up. The Torah didn't just say be mitzarifit and then cut out the tziruf. The Torah set up the Lavan as an element. So now, but Reisa Moso is teaching us that if you get rid of the Lavan, so you can't get rid of, you can't just put Tcheles because according to Ram, because then this is the Tcheles, this is not even Tcheles because Tcheles is mitzarif to the beged. But if you mitzarif the Tcheles to the beged first through the Lavan, so now the Tcheles is a part of the beged, and you have the Lavan, and then you remove the Lavan, so now the Tcheles apparently still retains its tziruv, because once it's part of the beged, it's part of the beged. So now you have the Tcheles, but you're lacking the Lavan element. So that's what's saying, is that you have one of the elements of tzitzis, which the Torah set up. And that's what Reisa Moshe is telling you, that if you have one element, then that's okay. So it's parallel. But it's saying, if you have only the Lavan element, or if you have only the Tcheles element, that's still enough to remove the Begat Shel Chol. Now, it happens to be the only way you could get only the Tcheles element is through practically first wrapping it around the Lavan, and then the Lavan falling out. But that's just practically. But conceptually, the point is how do you have only the Lavan element or only the Tcheles element? And that's what the Reisa Moshe is teaching you, that as long as you that the mitzvah lends itself to being mikuyam with simply one of the elements. Okay? How? But because of the nature of this mitzvah, that it lends itself to having only one element. Because in terms of, if all it were a positive, it wouldn't lend itself to that, because it's not it. It's not the positive. But since the positive is there to remove the negative, and then it just set up the positive in a perfect form. So now, even if it lacks in that perfect form, it will function to remove the negative of a Begat Shel Chol. So therefore, that's the same. Mitzvah Tzitzis will still be accomplished. So maybe a little joshi, but you can take it or leave it. But in the Pasuk, it says, V'hayelachal Mitzvah Tzitzis, V'yusem Oso, V'schartem Eskal Mitzvah Hashem V'asisem Osam. Okay? V'lo Sassur Rachel V'avcham Echarenichem Hashatem Zonam Acharayim. Okay? So it sounds to me like there's two elements here. Saying, okay, I mean, the pasuk's describing the philosophy here a little bit, right? I mean, it's not an ordinary kind of, you know, but the pasuk's describing the Talmud Mitzvah a little bit, right? So it says, one thing is, Risa Moso U Schartem Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem, right? Vasisa Moso, right? It'll remind you of all the Mitzvah Hashem somehow. And then, Velo Sesurach Levachem Echarenichem Hashatem Zonim Echarayim. And you will not turn after your hearts and your eyes, which lead you astray. You know what I mean? So it seems to me that maybe that corresponds, there are two elements in that sentence, you know what I mean? The positive element, or it reflects the positive, the perfection of the mitzvah, the mitzvah sitzis. You know, I mean, there's a positive element of a mitzvah, which is it affects you, so to speak, in a positive way. I mean, this chazim is called Hashem. But then there's also a negative, which is a removal. Which means that there's a danger, so to speak, in the baguette. A baguette reflects the physical and the taivas and that false security in begadim and all that kind, you know. And therefore, by qualifying the baguette as such, it will not only give you eschadim skontz Hashem, but it will remove you from lo sarach lo achareinecha mashadim zon ra'acharei. You know what I mean? Be removal from the harm of the other way. So I'm saying that may correspond to, If you didn't like that, you could just forget about that last part. But so now our question is, what's the machlokes between Rambam and Rashi? I mean, according to this explanation, so far we explained it a little bit according to the Rambam. Explained it according to the Rambam. Because, like we said, I mean, you want to tell me that you could have tcheilas, that you could have tcheilas lavan, yeah, but how do you have tcheilas? Tcheilas is only by wrapping around the lavan. So you have to, that's the method, practically, the only way you can have tcheilas that lavan is by wrapping around the lavan and then lavan falling out. That's just the way it's going to work out. That's what Ram says. So even though it turns out sounds a little bit different, but that's just practically the way you can have one element or the other element. It's just different practically. But how's Rashi going to say that you could just put tcheilas on the beged straight away, like the Moshe has, but it's not served to the baguette? So that just not, seems like you're missing the whole point. Okay, question. Could the Torah have could just said that put tcheilas on a baguette? Could the Torah have done that?
Sure.
Could the Torah have said that this is that we're just going to be mitzarif the tcheilas to the baguette per se? But tie it to the baguette, and that's a tziruf to the baguette. Now, it doesn't, not through this method, which I guess reflects a greater idea of tziruf because min kanaf and all that stuff, but just what is said, put tcheilas on the baguette and attach it, tie it to the baguette. So it's a part of the baguette because you're tying it physically onto the baguette. Is that, I mean, it may be a lesser type of tziruf. The tziruf wouldn't be, as precise. It wouldn't reflect that tziruf, based upon that whole idea, but is it impossible? It does seem like there are fringes. Fringes are a valid extension of the baguette. The Torah could have said tcheilas is an extension of the baguette, and that's the way the Torah set it up. But the Torah didn't do that. The Torah set up the best way to do it was the reflected tzirah from the greatest degree. It set up min kanaf, is that you extend the min kanaf, the tzitzis hakanaf, and then the tcheilas wraps around it. That's the way the Torah did it. But the Torah could have said, it's not impossible to be mitzayir for baguette tcheilas directly to the baguette. It's not like illogically crazy. It's not impossible, right? So I'm saying, because the question on Rashi was, how could it be that you're gonna have tcheilas alone? How could it be mitzayir to the baguette? So I'm just saying, it's not like it's a logical impossibility. It's just saying that now that the Torah, you see, the Torah did set up lavan and did use lavan as the method of being mitzayif the tcheilas to the baguette. So it's true. If the Torah would have said just do tcheilas, we wouldn't have been upset. But now the Torah did it, so it seems like the Torah already defined the way to mitzayif tcheilas to the baguette. So now, how are you now allowed to, so to speak, lessen the tziruf? What gives you the right to go less than perfect in your mitzvah tzitzis? Does it lend itself to variations of degree? Does it? So how do we know that you could do that? But that's what Rashi will say. That's what Oso is teaching us. That's included in the limud of Oso. Because what's Oso telling you? Oso, remember the whole idea is that Torah set up the ultimate mitzvah tzitzis is lavan and tcheles and the whole tzir, this whole halachic entity. And that package reflects the beged shel mitzvah, the ultimate form. But in terms of removal, the beged shel, removing the shame beged shel chol, it suffices to take like a lesser. You could, so to speak, be mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shelei musa, to take one of the elements and have that alone. So it could be Rashi will say, oh, so even though the Torah said that the way in which the deoraisa set up that the tcheila should be mitzvah to the beged is through the lavan, but now Oso is teaching me that you could have tcheilas without the lavan. So what's it saying? So it's saying that you could have the lesser tziruf to the beged. It's allowing for, not only is it allowing for you to diminish, to remove one of the entity, one of the elements, right, to remove lavan or tcheilas, but by doing so, by removing lavan and leaving tcheilas, you're ipso facto lessening, so to speak, lessening the mitzirah of tcheilas to the baguette. But that's part of what the Torah is saying is allowed. The Torah is saying that tcheilas ain't rakev is a lavan. Oso is telling you, Only one of them. It's enough to have only one of them. So by doing so, if to remove the Beged Shechol, you could diminish the entity and so that you only have one, Tcheles or Lavan. So then by doing that, by removing the Lavan and leaving Tcheles, it turns out that Tcheles is not being Mitzarif in the way in which the ultimate Beged Shel Mitzvah demanded that it should be. Okay, fine, you're right. But this is not the ultimate Beged Shel Mitzvah. This is the lesser form because of Osa, which is saying to remove Beged Shel Chol, you can have the lesser form. You can only have the Tcheles without the Lavan. You can only have the Tcheles without the Mitzarev, which the Torah provided for, with it's just Lavan. And you can only have Lavan without the Tcheles. So that's all included in the Halacha of Osa. Osa is not only telling you could lose an element, but the nature of the element of Lavan, which was the Mitzarev, you could lose that. So now the Tcheles will be Mitzarev in a lesser fashion. But that's okay, because in removing the Beged Shechol, that's enough. That suffices. So what's the Rambam going to say? See, the Rambam's going to say now is that when you're saying Oso, the Torah is saying that you could have one element without the other. You could have only Lavan, or you could have only Tcheles. But what's Lavan and what's Tcheles? It's saying to remove the Beged Shel Mitzvah, to remove the Beged Shel Chol and make a Beged Shel Mitzvah, it's enough if you only have one of the elements. But that element has to be perfect. You can't diminish that element, the elements themselves. You could have one of the two elements, but you can't lessen the way one of those elements are functioning. You know what I mean? In other words, so you can have Lavan and no Tcheles. You can have Tcheles and no Lavan. But how did the Torah set up Tcheles? The way the Torah set up Tcheles was that the Tcheles is mitzurav to the Beged through being a korech around Lavan. So you can't get rid of that. If I just put Tcheles right on the Beged, that's not the Tcheles which the Torah set up. Tcheles will function in a certain manner of Tziruf, which is through being Mitzrayim, through the Lavan. So you can't, by just putting Tcheles right on the Beged, that's a lesser functioning of the Tcheles. Now, where do you see that you could lessen one of the elements themselves? Whereas all the Rambam is going to say, all it's telling you is that you can have one kiyum without the other. So you can have the kiyum lavan without the kiyum tres, you have the kiyum tres without the kiyum lavan. But could the kiyum tres itself be a lesser kiyum to be a removal of Beged Shel Chol? Rashi says no. Rashi is saying yes. That once you're telling me that to remove the Beged Shel Chol, you so to speak could lessen the mitzvah by removing one of the, removing the elements, removing one, removing lavan, removing the tcheles. So additionally, it won't make a difference if you're lessening the mitzvah by taking out an element, or if within the tcheles itself, by reducing the element of lavan, you're going to reduce the function of tcheles. It's going to be mitzarif to not as strongly, so to speak. But that's part of the Gzeiras Kasuv, because it's enough in terms of removing a Beged Shel Chol. So when the Torah is positing this halacha that to remove Beged Shel Chol is enough to have one element, does that also come for the ride that by removing that one element, namely by removing the element of Lavan, the Tcheles will be able to also function in a lesser degree? Or no, they never did that. Never that far you can't go. It's saying you're allowed to knock out one element, but each element has to be 100% kechusaka mitzvasa to perfect. So that's what I'm going to say. How could you have the element of Tcheles being perfect? It must be by this crazy case where you put the Lavan on, then you have Tcheles around it, and then afterwards you pulled out the Lavan. So now that you have the entity of Tcheles Kelchza, Rashi agrees that that's the way the Torah set up, ultimately, that the Tcheles should function through Tziruf, through the Lavan. But he's saying once the Torah is saying, oh so, we're not in the perfect world anymore. You're in a world where you're lacking one of the elements and you don't have the Beged Shel Mitzvah perfect. You just remove the Beged Shel Chol by taking an element. So the element of Tcheles could exist. It's not functioning in the perfect way. It's functioning in a way. It's not impossible. It's as a lesser fashion. But that's part of Oso. Part of Oso, I was going to say. It could exist without the Lavan. So without the Lavan, not only without the love, the Kiyum Lavan being there, but without the Lavan assisting in its function. It's a machlokas on how far you're going to take this the halacha of Oso. This idea. How far are you taking it? Are you only taking it to Lavan Lavan, the Kiyum Lavan and the Kiyum Tcheles? I guess that's one way to look at it. Is it saying that the Kiyum Lavan is not Makir the Kiyum Tcheles and Kiyum Tcheles not Makir the Kiyum Lavan? Right? But each kiyam is its own, it has to be done kelechasa. Or it's saying the entity of Lavan is not ma'akev the entity of Tcheles, and the entity of Tcheles is not ma'akev the entity. Each entity could exist in their own right. And that's going to end up meaning that the Tcheles is going to function in a lesser way, because without the entity of Lavan, it functions to a lesser degree. It functions to a lesser degree. And this last part, I don't think this is what it's dependent upon, but I say it's just a way, how do you read the idea of Lavan, Ma'akev, Tcheles, Tcheles, Ma'akev, Lavan? See, according to the Rambam, it means the Kiyam Lavan is not Ma'akev, the Kiyam Tcheles, and the Kiyam Tcheles is not Ma'akev, the Kiyam Lavan, which means either Kiyam could exist b'fnei atzma. But what is the Kiyam of Tcheles? The Kiyam Tcheles, of course, has to be built upon Lavan, upon the end of the string of Lavan. You need a string of Lavan to create the Kiyam Tcheles, but you don't have a Kiyam Lavan. See, when the Lavan wraps around the Tcheles, you know, you wrap the Tcheles around Lavan, then Lavan falls out. There's no Kiyam Lavan, but you had the entity of Lavan in order to create the Tcheles. So, because he holds that that's the Kiyam Tcheles. So either Kiyam could exist without the other, but each Kiyam has to be complete. Rashi is going to take it simple. I mean, it's some shot. Tcheles me'akas Lavan, Lavan is called Tcheles, which means if you don't have any Tcheles, you can still have the Lavan. If you don't have any Lavan, you can still have Tcheles. The entity of Lavan, there's neither type of string is ma'akev the other one. So, means you can have Tcheles without Lavan. So what is Hecha going to be? But what about this whole Tcheles b'metzarev through the Lavan? But when you're telling me that you can have Tcheles without Lavan, it means you're... The Mishnah is telling us that the Tcheles could function in a lesser capacity. It will function without the Lavan helping its Tziruf. I mean, but I think still the Svara is in the other thing. It's just and how are you going to read it? What it means, Lavan, you know. Rashi is the simpler reading of the Mishnah. I mean, because it says Tcheles and Makas Lavan. It sounds Lavan and Tcheles. It means the Lavan is a Maki. It means you don't have Lavan. You can still do Tcheles. Ram's going to say, no, it means you have Lavan. It just you don't have it anymore. But I'll say it means the Kiyam Lavan is a Maki or Kiyam Tcheles. But of course, you need the string of Lavan in order to even for the Kiyam Tcheles to get off the ground.